step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
All topics and securities mentioned on Straight Talk from the House are for informational purposes only and should not be used as investment advice. T. Anton Investment House does not offer tax or legal advice. Investments or investment strategies covered are not a recommendation or solicitation to buy or sell. The security's past performance is not a guarantee of future performance.
This is Straight Talk from the House with certified financial planner Tracy Anton right here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, get to know Tracy more online. That's tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. The telephone number 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Again, Tracy comes to us from T. Anton Investment House, a fee-only fiduciary right in Middleton. Their telephone number 608-501-1549. Tracy, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Looks like a nice day out there. Just getting ready to enjoy things. And we've got, speaking of looking ahead, we're going to be talking about visualizing retirement and the future you. And this is a great topic. I was going over the notes this morning, and I was just amazed by kind of this what do they call it, maybe a paradigm shift or like a shift in thinking that has to go on when it comes to moving into retirement. So let's talk about kind of that significance of visualizing your retirement.
Yeah, Sean, you just hit the nail on the head. It really is a process. And it's so many other things in life. It's a process, and retirement is a process. It starts probably 5 years before you're actually retiring. And just the thinking of, does that sound appealing? Even that idea, I've talked to so many people, and you know, it's all depends on where you're at in the process and who you are and what you want. So visualizing this retirement is so important, because when people think about retiring, the first thing they think about is the number. Okay, how much do I have to have? What is that number? So I think the fun part about retirement is trying to visualize and say, you know, what's my lifestyle going to look like? You know, and what things do I have to think about to actually be prepared emotionally to retire? And that's something that a lot of us don't think about or focus on, is the emotional part of it, because we've been worker bees, in some cases, 30, 40 years. You know, we've been working, and all of a sudden now our identity is changing, our lifestyle is changing, what we're doing with our time is changing. So, you know, I think it becomes more and more important as you march toward retirement. And even if you're in retirement, you might be struggling because of this emotional and lifestyle component that hasn't been really well thought through, which, again, it's a hard thing to do. So I think it's a process, and we're all at different stages of that process.
You know, you and I were talking before we came on the air this morning about our former governor, Tommy Thompson, 88 years old,
right?
Still working. He's of course running the UW, and you had commented he was out
water skiing.
But at 88, he's water skiing.
I know it. I love it. I mean, isn't that so cool?
That is an amazing thing. And I was also telling you, kind of makes us look bad, because he's literally twice my age and he's doing three times as much as I am.
I know. Well, I went water skiing this summer, and I was like, okay, that kind of hurt my arms. I don't know if I like that, you know?
Yeah, you really feel it too when you get up the next morning. It's like,
right?
Oh, what did I
yes.
do? So, talking this morning with certified financial planner Tracy Anton here on 1310 WIBA. Tracy, of course, comes to us from T. Anton Investment House. The website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. And the telephone number at the office right in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. So Tracy, are some pre-retirees, they're not looking ahead to retirement with both of these components in mind?
I guess not. So according to Greenwald and Associates, the Diversified Service Retirement Group did a survey, and of consumers ages 50 to 59, very few are focusing beyond the numbers. The survey concluded that 74% of people have made a serious effort to plan financially for retirement. No big surprise there. But only 35% of people have made a serious effort to plan emotionally for retirement. So again, many people fail to realize the non-financial considerations that influence retirement decisions. And again, the financial part, it's mostly clear. I mean, I know it might feel like, oh, I'm not sure how to put these numbers together, but you know, either you get help or, you know, you figure it out. It's actually, you know, that as they say, the numbers become really clear, and figuring out what income you need to maintain that lifestyle you desire, you know, that's the first step. Like, what is the income you need? And then you create a financial plan that includes all those income sources, including your working capital from your investments. You incorporate taxes and inflation, adjust those things for your rate of return, you know, just to determine your estimated income, if it's sufficient or not. And, you know, those numbers, again, pretty clear. But I think the difficult part, and one that's, again, mostly overlooked, is that emotional component and that lifestyle. What will I do in retirement? What's going to make me happy? Who am I?
That is
Who am I a non-worker be?
Yeah, exactly. We identify so much. And I know you've talked about this on previous shows as well. Especially here in the United States, we often identify with, you know, you meet somebody new. The first thing, what's your name? And what do you do for a living?
And what do you do? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We are so connected to that. So let's talk then, Tracy, about the motivation. What motivates people to retire?
Well, sometimes it's actually hitting an age or just reaching a certain age. I often hear this. I can somebody will say to me, well, I can retire at 67 because that's what's my normal retirement age of my Social Security. It's like, actually, no, you could retire earlier than that. You can receive Social Security the earliest at age 62, but it does go up by 8% every single year you wait. So I just try to clarify because, you know, we have this mindset that, you know, well, my parent retired at 65 or Social Security statement says 67. You know, no, these things are, you know, a factor, but it depends on A, can you afford to, but B, are you ready to? You know, some people, like you said, don't want to stop working. They absolutely love their job and they're still working into their 80s and happy, you know. But the question I always pose to them is there something else that you'd like to do in your life that you're not getting to? So you might love your job, but is there something else you've always wanted to do? So maybe cut back on working. Other factors, though, is, like I said, just wanting to do other things, wanting to spend more time with other people. Maybe that's loved ones. Maybe that's grandkids. Maybe it's just friends that you miss out on that cruise every year because you're busy working, right? Another reason people retire is, you know, their health reasons or the health of a loved one, a spouse or a parent, you know, and they realize, boy, the time is so limited here. I really would like to, or I need to spend time with them. And then for some people, obviously this year, last year, it was really that the job just got so much harder, whether that was a healthcare worker or a teacher. I mean, there's plenty of people that have had really difficult jobs all the way along, but then this year was even more particularly hard, right? So these are all catalysts for, okay, I got to think about this, or I really would like to. So again, when we get the non-financial stuff done, then it's like, okay, how do we focus on these other things? And I'll listen to someone and just really make sure that they're even ready to like go there, you know, because it's always in the words of where they're at emotionally. You know, some people haven't thought about it, and some people they've thought for 20 years about it, you know, so it all depends on the people.
How often do you get couples, by the way, that come in and this is the first time not only have they had the conversation with you, but maybe sometimes the first time they've had the conversation with each other?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had one person look at the other person and say, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know you wanted to retire in 3 years. You know, like, when were you going to clue me in? Yeah. You know, and I'm like the mediator here. I'm like, okay. You know?
Ta-da. Yes. She is.
And if they've talked about it, then they haven't really talked about perhaps what does that look like? Yeah. You know, is the one spouse expecting that we're going to do all these things together? And they're thinking to themselves, you know what? I've got this hobby that I've had for 20 years that I, you know, one person I remember years and years ago, she was an artist and she was used to being at home working and he was off somewhere, you know, I don't know if he was a wholesaler or, you know, did a lot of travel, but she was not prepared. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's like he was ready to go, okay, well, let's travel. Let's do these things. And she's like, I still like to do what I like to do, which is not exactly that, right?
Yeah. And it's as we talk, it's never too late to, or never too early to start planning, never too early to start saving. And it's, of course, never too early to start having these conversations as well. Talking this morning with certified financial planner Tracy Anton right here on 1310 WIBA. Tracy comes to us from T. Anton Investment House, a fee-only fiduciary. The website, TAntonInvestmentHouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N InvestmentHouse.com. You can learn more about Tracy and the team on the website. You can also schedule an appointment at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Again, head on over to the website, TAntonInvestmentHouse.com, and the telephone number at the office right in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. We'll talk a little bit more with Tracy. She'll talk a little bit about some of the areas that people may be overlooking and the things that you're not always thinking about when it comes to the retirement process and that mental shift. We'll get the details from Tracy next here on 1310 WIBA. This is Straight Talk from the House with certified financial planner Tracy Anton here on 1310 WIBA, talking about a really important conversation that not a lot of people do, which is thinking about some of those non-financial considerations and getting emotionally ready for retirement. And as we talk with Tracy this morning, the website, TAntonInvestmentHouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N InvestmentHouse.com. And the telephone number, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. So Tracy, let's talk then about kind of when you see people that have like some of the unaddressed retirement planning, some things that they may be blinded to there.
Yeah, the way that I approach it is I ask the five W's, you know, who, what, where, when, and why. First, we look at the who, you know, prompting them to look at their social network. You know, have you thought about, you know, who you're going to be spending the most time with? You know, who do you spend most time with today? And how will that change in retirement? So you think about the friends that you want to spend time with, the family. You know, are the friends going to be retired? Will the family have time? You know, sometimes people think, I'm going to spend all this time with my grandkids or my children, and the children are busy with the grandkids and they're busy with their, you know, school activities, right? So colleagues, you might spend a ton of time with colleagues or in social groups. Are those things going to end because the colleagues are going to continue to keep working, but you won't see them, right? So again, it's really important to look at who do you spend time with now and who are you expecting to spend time with, you know, going forward. And then also look at caregiving support networks. You know, think about whose health and wellness support team that you may be on, whether that's a spouse, a sibling, a kid, a parent, you know, and who will be on your health and wellness support team in retirement. And, you know, you might want to live near that person if you know, for example, a parent, if you're on their team, right? Mm-hmm. And again, I just listen, and just by hearing what they're saying, you know, are they emotionally ready to retire? And I usually give them suggestions on how to get ready if it's something that they want to do. And again, we talk about what things they would like to do and who they are planning to do it with. And again, you want to have those conversations with your social network so that you're on the same page of what that looks like.
So as we talk about the who, that then brings us, of course, to the what. Let's talk about the what, Tracy.
Right. The second step in the questioning is really what to gather data. You know, in this step, the client discusses, you know, how they spend their time today, how they will may change when they retire. In other words, what are you currently doing with your time now and what changes you foresee in the future? So do you think you'll work more? Will you going to sleep in more? You know, will you relax? Will you exercise? You know, will you spend time with your family? Will you join some social groups? Like I said, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to travel. Well, traveling has been somewhat curtailed recently, but, you know, hopefully people are getting out there. I know I have heard great stories of people traveling, and that's awesome. But, you know, sometimes we think this is what we're going to spend our time with. And, you know, and other people would be like, well, I spent my first year working on my house because it took me so long. You know, I didn't do that for all these years. And now I've spent my first year working on my house, but then I'm going to do X, Y, Z, you know?
Yeah.
It all depends on where you're at and how you want to spend that time. Sometimes I think, well, just leave the house and don't do, you know, figure out some other fun things to do, like have that balance. But again, it's a mindset, you know, how will you stay healthy and vibrant? You got to eat well, right? Yeah. Exercise, got to be proactive, see the doctor, right? You know, maintain a positive mindset, keep your mind sharp, all these things. You still have a lot of to-dos in retirement, right? But I think scheduling too is a really big thing. Like, people are used to having a schedule, being on a routine, and then all of a sudden it's like, I don't even have to get out of bed. Well, sometimes that's not the best thing. You know, act like it's a job. Get up, take a shower. You know, if you don't have a spouse, it can be much harder, I think, to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and doing some basic things that will help your mindset as well.
And I know about a year ago we did a show where I know you talked a bit more in depth about that very thing, about the importance of a schedule and talking about some quality of life things in retirement.
Right.
And folks who want to go back and give that a listen, you can, of course, head on over to the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. You can also set up an appointment right on the website. And the telephone number, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Let's check on the third step, which is the where in the process.
Well, the where is about getting you to think about the main factors that are influence your decision for where you're going to live and what factors will influence where you'll live now versus retirement. So, you know, again, close to family, is climate super important? The winters here are so difficult. Can you do both? Can you be a snowbird? You know, how does the finances work out for that? And sometimes that's actually easier than you think, because you don't actually have to own a home. You can simply, you know, have a travel trailer, or, you know, rent a place for a month or two, have friends that rent places for a month or two. Other things to think about are access to social and recreational events. You know, for example, if you're somebody that's been really involved in your church, and then you plan to move to your daughter's who lives in a state, you know, several states away, hey, think about, you know, getting involved in the church, because that was really important to you here. Or other things that you feel like, well, I knew so many people here and now I live somewhere else. Cost of living, of course, that comes into the finances, is also important, and good access to healthcare. And low crime, obviously, is usually important. But there's always these lists. Have you ever seen, Sean, these lists of these are the best places to live? And actually, Madison comes way up on the list, you know, as far as great places to live. The only thing, you know, winter's a bit long, but otherwise, access to good health care, you know, a low crime. So it's really neat to see that we actually live in a pretty cool place.
It is a pretty cool, and you mentioned it makes these national lists as a destination for folks, whether it's vacationing or retiring. And there's so many great resources out there as well, as you kind of make that mind shift and start planning. We live in amazing times with all the amazing resources out there to kind of plan and kind of do some dreaming as you're getting ready for that day to come. And of course, Tracy would like to help you plan for that. It all starts with a stop at tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. Great website to learn more about Tracy and the team. The best thing there, though, is an opportunity to schedule an appointment at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Just head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com or pick up the phone, give her a call right at the office in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Got time, just get one more and we'll move on to number four, which is the when. Let's talk about some of the details of the when, Tracy.
Well, again, the when is what main factors that influence the timing of your retirement. So, you know, the financial readiness obviously is a check. You got to make sure you're there. But job satisfaction. A lot of times people will say, you know what, I'm really enjoying my job, or I finally got to this status where I understand the job well and I'm there's a lot of value add for me. Some people say, you know what, gosh, I just can't wait to get out. And other people say, well, I want to start a new chapter of my life. I've done this for so long, I'm ready to try something else. Obviously, health-related issues, they can be really pressing for you or a loved one. So that's kind of an easier decision in a way. You're kind of forced into it. And then again, I think feeling personally and emotionally ready. So again, it's a process. You start the process, and usually I call it a tipping point, where it's like, you know, you think about it, you think about it, you think about it. And then, you know, after you go see me, usually it's like, oh gosh, I could make more in retirement than I'm making now. Why wouldn't I? And they it's like a rhetorical question that they ask me, you know?
Yes.
And then I usually say, well, it's because, are you really enjoying your job? Well, no, I don't enjoy my job. You know, so we go through it to figure out what is it that they're still holding on to, right? Because it is a shift. It is I call it a tipping point. There used to be a great book like that, Tipping Point. It's like, nope, I've tipped over and yep, I am ready. If I'm financially ready, I know what I want to do, I can visualize. And again, that's the visualization. I can visualize. I can see myself really enjoying my retirement and what I plan to do and how I plan to do it and who I plan to do it with. And I'm excited. And that's what you need to get to. It's that excitement. That's that motivator to go, I am ready and this is going to be good.
And of course, we hit on those first four, and these are great ones. Of course, the fifth one is why. That is a really, really big one. We're going to have to pick up on our next program with the why. But again, missed any part of today's program or you want to listen back to a previous show, you can always head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com. You can also schedule an appointment right on the website at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Again, the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. The telephone number, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549 for the office right in Middleton. And again, the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. Tracy, it is always great seeing you, always great talking. You enjoy the day.
Thank you, Sean. You too.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.